Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Large areas of Ukraine have power blackouts after Russian missiles targeted energy infrastructure in the early hours of this morning. A Russian strike reportedly hit its biggest dam in Zaporizhia. Meanwhile, President Zelensky has repeated his calls for further military aid, pleading for the West to send more air defence systems. We're joined now by Ukrainian MP Inna Sovsun. And Inna, you're welcome. How much has your country been affected by this overnight attack on your country's biggest dam?
Well, I think I will start by saying how I was affected. It was the second night in a row where I woke up at 4 in the morning and had to drag my son into the wardrobe so that we would not be near the windows because there was an air raid alert. And the, according to the information that were published by the Ukrainian army, the missiles were targeting Kyiv and many other cities. The night before that, there were actually up to several dozens of missiles that were targeting Kyiv itself. We all were sitting there. I could hear the very loud explosions the night before that. This night, we didn't have the explosions, even though there was an air raid alert here in Kyiv. But we were scrolling through the news, and I was just reading about this city is being hit. This city is being targeted. There are explosions in that city. There were multiple explosions in my native city of Kharkiv. It was terrifying just to scroll through the news from 4 till 7 in the morning. Those were two nights that we had to endure over here in Ukraine, and we are now preparing for the next night, and we don't know what is about to happen. And then, of course, by morning, it became obvious that this was the biggest attack on our energy infrastructure for a very significant period of time. They have launched 90 missiles and 60 Shahed Iranian drones, and they have significantly hit not just the hydroelectric station, the dam that you mentioned, but they have been targeting all the other energy infrastructure all around the country. As a result of that, the city of Kharkiv, which is my native city, which used to be the second biggest city in Ukraine, with 1 million people living there, it doesn't have any power as of right now. There is blackout in the city of Odessa. And there is significant damage to the energy infrastructure in other parts of Ukraine as well, with people experiencing controlled blackouts with no power for 2 hours and then like half an hour with some electricity.
So is there any indication at this point as to when or how power might be restored to those areas?
It's unclear now, and what is even more because you have to understand that the attack has been massive. It's not just one target, not just one site. It has been all over Ukraine and in different parts of Ukraine, including the west of Ukraine, actually. So it's difficult to estimate, and what is even more terrifying, we don't know how this night will be, and if there will be yet another attack this night. So if they continue to do it like this, we very soon will be in a very, very difficult situation in terms of electricity supplies, water. There is no water supplies in Kharkiv, a city of at least 300,000 people living there as of right now. So it's terrifying. It's very difficult to predict what is to happen.
I mentioned that President Zelensky has called for more military aid from Western allies, but the United States has warned Ukraine to stop attacking Russian energy infrastructure, saying it's driving up global oil prices and provoking retaliation. How has Kyiv responded to that appeal to stop attacking Russian refineries?
Well, you can imagine how could people who have been hiding from missiles would react when someone would say, don't hit them back too hard, just keep quiet. I think this is a disgrace, if that is true. It's impossible to fight back without causing any damage to the aggressor. You cannot say to the victim of rape, don't hit him back too hard, because it might be inconvenient to someone. We are in the war for our survival. We are being killed every day, and at the same time, we have to make sure that we don't damage the global oil prices. That is just inhumane. We did nothing to deserve this. We did nothing to you know. If the situation were, if you look at this from the historical perspective, imagine if the Americans in the World War II would have said to Churchill, yeah, you can fight back against Germany, just don't target German territory. Well, Britain would be speaking would have been speaking German right now if that were the request at that time.
And perhaps to that point, I know Ukraine was also discussed at the European summit today, and Emmanuel Macron from France was saying that anyone who thinks that Russia will stop in Donbass and Crimea is mistaken. How were his comments received in Ukraine?
Well, I think we have seen a very significant change in the rhetoric and in the actions of the French president, which I think the result of them getting more in-depth information into what is happening in Russia and what their plans are. There were similar reports from the British intelligence recently saying that Putin does not aim to stop. He does not even aim to stop in Ukraine, but he actually might try to go into war with NATO states. So keeping that in mind, I think it is just the smartest thing to do is to give weapons to Ukraine as soon as possible so that the Russians would not have the time to rebuild and to increase their industrial potential. Because truly, the last half a year, when Ukraine was denied aid, what Russians did, they have been building their industry. And the reason why there were two attacks in a row now, I think the single explanation for that, why they did it now, why not a month ago when it was cold in Ukraine, I think the reason was that simply they finally got to the number of the missiles because they have created them, they have built them, while the West was deliberating how to send weapons to Ukraine.
Inna Sovsun, Ukrainian MP, thank you for joining us this evening.